So welcome to today's video and podcast, and today we're going to be discussing the low FODMAP diet and why you might need to do this and how practically you can use a low FODMAP diet. So a low FODMAP diet is essentially a diet in which you're going to be restricting fermentable carbohydrates and also some other foods. Now, some of the reasons why you might be looking to try and restrict the fermentable food you're having in terms of digestion is one of the most common things that nobody talks about is having issues in terms of constipation, diarrhea, constant bloating, and just generally feeling horrendous digestively. Now, when we think about things from a basic point of view, when it comes to it, our immune system is 77% based within our digestive tract. Therefore, if we have this situation going on with our gut, this is massively going to impair how we cognitively feel, because there's a big interlink between our brain and our digestive system, because they're so interlinked. And then secondly, in terms of our ability to build muscle mass and also to burn body fat, because our ability to uptake nutrients is going to be massively compromised. So today I'm going to talk you through a little bit about the low FODMAP diet, why you should be following if you're having issues, and some takeaway points. And at the end of this video and podcast, I'm going to tell you how you can get your list of this or that foods that you should or shouldn't be eating for a low FODMAP diet if you're having issues in terms of from a digestion point of view. If you're not, then you might as well switch off this video or podcast now, and we'll see you in the next episode. But for those who are here to continue, please enjoy and follow along. So, firstly, low FODMAP diet. One of the big things when people are looking to start a new diet, and it's hugely important, we really emphasize with clients at CJ Coaching, is that this isn't a diet, it's a lifestyle. So what I don't want you to do is throw out the window all of the foods you currently eat and all your favorite meals. So whatever your partner and you enjoy eating for dinner, you and your kids, you and your family, like, we don't want to completely scrap those. What we want to do is think about modifying those. We just want to make small little subtle changes, and they can make a big, big difference. A good example of this is one of the big things that's been like made a huge improvement to my gut health is just swapping, say, for example, gluten-free oats in for normal oats and having more gluten-free bread instead of normal bread. Now, I noticed that I was having issues digestively in terms of bloating before when I was having normal bread, and that then dissipated, so I started to bring the gluten back in, bring in the normal sort of oats. However, when I had my blood work done, which I would recommend everyone gets done every couple of months, I noticed a big spike in my on my levels in terms of my way my metabolism was working. There were some key factors on there that were showing up that there were issues in terms of like a immune system response, and that was purely from having some of the gluten coming back in and some of the dairy, which my system doesn't like. So this is something you really want to be aware of, is in terms of like being aware of how you feel, but then also in terms of the actual facts, in terms of scientifically what works for your body and what doesn't work for your body. So a low FODMAP diet is a great way to start if you have real digestive issues. And with this list, which I'm going to give you at the end of this video and podcast, you can literally eliminate all the higher FODMAP foods and then slowly start to reintroduce those back in, which is a longer subject that I'll do in another episode. But today we're going to talk about why this is important. So one thing I want you to think about when trying to convert onto a lower FODMAP diet is trying to learn to make the food you love, but just with different ingredients. And like the oats that I mentioned earlier, and swapping gluten-free bread are a great example of how to do that, because this is the whole point of everything when it comes to improving your gut health, improving your body, improving your mind, is having a sustainable approach. Now, something I personally love and a saying is, if it's not sustainable, it's not attainable. And that's why we see so many fad diets, so many bullshit booty crap, like social media will try and sell you all these things, fat burning products, like none of it really works. The reality is what works is being in a consistent calorie deficit if your goal is to lose body fat, and actually having your body work for you rather than work against you. And one of the key ways we can do this, and one of the pillars that we look at with clients, is making sure that our gut health is optimized. Now, if anyone is having issues in terms of having digestive problems at the moment, this low FODMAP basically cheat sheet that I want to give you is incredible. So if you want a copy of this, if you're on the YouTube video, just comment below low FODMAP diet and I'll send you a link for Facebook to send me a message. Or if you'd like to drop me across a message on Instagram, just the word low FODMAP diet, and I can send you over a copy of this, which will help you improve your diet, improve your health and lifestyle, and improve the way you feel and also think, because obviously there's such a big correlation between gut health and also the brain. So this is very, very important, and this is a key for you optimizing your life, not just for now, but for the longer term, and also improving the life of those around you. So this short episode, just want to be sweet to the point, and we'll drop some knowledge bombs. Drop me a message if you want the low FODMAP diets. Again, just comment below the video, low FODMAP diet, and I'll send you a link to send to me on Messenger. Or if you'd like to get a copy of it and you're listening to this on the podcast, please find me over a message on Facebook or Instagram, which is Low FODMAP Diet, and I can send you a link so you can download your free copy. Keep shredding it, keep killing it, and we'll see you in the next episode.